This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I like to be an educated idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Big news tonight. The Conservarican has jumped ship. We'll talk to him in the second hour. Julio Rivera. No, who's the other guy's name? Geraldo. No relation to Geraldo, and he's proud of that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I always do appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air. And involved. I want you involved. It's kind of boring being here alone, and I'm only making fun of me. I got to have you guys to make fun of. Well, I'm sure you make fun of me, too. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know you could be listening to thousands of other shows you've chosen this one, and I appreciate that more than you know. Head up to the website, The Real Side. Although you're educated people, you're high IQ, educated people. I really can't see you listening to anybody else. So head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Not only that, not only buy the book, I mean, there's more to it than just that. I mean, seriously, because I want you engaged and involved. You get ideas from other people. You learn how to... Look, I learn a lot from you guys. Watch, I go back and read the notes afterward. Because, you know, I know you guys think that I'm like a genius, or some of you do anyhow. I cannot read what's going on, respond to it, speak, and do all this other stuff. It doesn't work that way. I know you like to think it does, but it doesn't work that way. Anyhow, I want to jump... I got so much. I want to jump right into it. You know, you always hear how great California is. I mean, California is, weather-wise and all that wonderful place, right? I think we had, you know that song, It Never Rains in Southern California? Yeah, well, I can attest to the fact that it's a lie. Because, you know, we had a little rain here last night.
That's not rain.
Well, all right, you're from Florida. I mean, unless you're drenched walking from the car to the house, it's not rain.
It's not rain.
Whatever. Anyhow. As the rest of the world thinks, it is rain. So we got some rain. We get rain from time to time out here. Anyway, and it's a beautiful state. Really, a lot of places to go to enjoy yourself, right? But I got to tell you, you know, when you look at this, San Francisco, the Bay Area, and beautiful area. And you go there, you hang out there, you'll see what I'm talking about. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Right? And guess what? They're leaving there in big numbers. You see, they're having a mass exodus. It's like when the Jews left Egypt. I'm serious. No offense to the Jews. You know that. But citizens of San Francisco Bay Area leaving in droves is what was once the hub of the newcomers. Right? It's now leaving. Well, you know, I mean, really, seriously. There's a couple of reasons behind it. One is the rents, right? The cost of living in San Francisco is staggering. You know, if you rent a two-bedroom apartment, see, you should have bought property there like 107 years ago. Because if you live there, a two-bedroom apartment, you can rent for $4,600 a month on the average. Let that sink in. Now, we're not talking about a 24,000-square-foot two-bedroom apartment. Probably closer to $1,200. This is one of the highest rates in the country. That's according to Smart Asset. If you want to buy a home in the Bay Area, the median home price, okay, not the high, not the low, the median, $825,000. Right? Come on. $825,000. You can't stay there. There's no way. And not only that, now you got to jump over human excrement. Yeah, easy for you to say. Right? Human urine. Because remember, San Francisco doesn't stop these people now from crapping and peeing any place they want to. That's, you know, it's against their human rights or something. I don't know. Now, residents are jumping ship at record break pace. In fact, people are fleeing the Bay Area at a rate that hasn't been seen for an entire decade. Right? Now, the home price is obviously one, like, as I said, just one factor. The other one is, as we talked about the other night, people are tired of the liberal lunacy in this state. Look, you can only put, you know, it's a great view. Too bad I can't afford to live here. It's a great view, but when I walk out my front door, I got to have plastic bags on my shoes to make sure I don't step in human stuff. I mean, really, think about it. You know, people are leaving Silicon Valley nearly as quickly as they came between July 2015 and July 2017. The region gained 44,000 immigrants, but they lost 44,102 residents. Actually, to put it, they gained closer. It was closer to they gained 45,000 immigrants, but they lost about 44,000 residents to other parts of California. I mean, think about that. I mean, you think about what Silicon Valley gives to you, what they have there, the people that they have there. Now, I'm not talking about the immigrants that are coming here with degrees. I'm talking about the immigrants that are coming here to be laborers. All right? And I'm not putting them down. So you think about that. You think about what's being replaced. How do you maintain the values? You can't. The population drops have been mostly notable on residents between 18 and 24, and 45 and 64. A typical client for real estate has been in their home for decades and no longer feels connected to the changing community. That's according to Sandy Jameson, the owner of real estate agency in San Jose. It's more political for some in the Bay Area, though, in fact, some aren't happy with California's sanctuary city status. Actually, I think she meant sanctuary state status. Carol DeBach lived in San Jose for 40 years. She's done heading over to Tennessee. And I mean, think about that. From San Jose to Tennessee, you couldn't be. It's like going from Earth to Mars. It's so much different. We'll hit it more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I am just elated. So they were singing Jesus songs there? Yeah, we grabbed a feed from a live city council meeting, and it's not a godly... I shouldn't say it this way. That won't sound right. It's not a city where God is promoted. I mean, these people are like freaks about separation of church and state. And yet... The council people aren't as a whole, but others usually go crazy with it. But we had a black choir up there. Go ahead and tell them they can't say Jesus. I just sit back and watch. Give me like Pepsi and popcorn. I'd be very happy. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And you know what? Just being part of the conversation. I very much do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, I love the input. I don't always have to be on the same page. Matter of fact, the ones that really slam me, I like it when I'm not on the same page with them. They give me something to talk about. They give me something to play with. Seriously. So 855-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot's going on there. We're talking about the, to a degree, anyway, I am. Talking about the mass exodus from out of San Francisco. And, you know, it's almost person for person. Well, actually, it's about 1,000. I think it was the number was about 1,000 different in difference between people moving out of San Francisco and people moving in. And the people moving in were immigrants. Now, I'm not talking about the Elon Musk type of an immigrant either. You know what I'm saying? These are immigrants, and that, just so you guys don't get stupid on me, I'm not talking, I have no problem with people that want to work hard, dig ditches, you know, lay pipe, build fence, well, whatever. Whatever job they're good at, that's a good thing. I'm glad they're willing to work. So I'm not making fun of ditch diggers. But what I'm saying, these are not the high-end electronics people that we need for that area, that we need to replace the ones leaving Silicon Valley. And they're leaving for all kinds of reasons, which shows you that these people, they don't really care. Right? They don't care what you know or don't know. They just care whether or not you're in the PC lineup, if you would. So, again, when they're running away from San Francisco, you know, they talk about the 1%. This is the thing I love. The people in San Francisco are talking about the 1%, yet the median price house is $825,000. Hello? Is anybody home? Anybody got two brain cells that are working here? And then the average two-bedroom apartment is $4,600 a month? I'm sorry. And you still have to duck and dodge human feces and urine on the streets. Isn't that wonderful? You're paying all that money to live in Crapsville, to what President Trump recently referred to as a crap hole. How about that? You know what I'm saying? It gets my blood stirred because they're not being honest. I'm willing to be called on the carpet for the honest stuff. I'm not willing to be called on the carpet for the unhonest, for just the flat out lies. Right? Like all these people today, they're talking about the shaming of the victims. There's no shaming of victims. We're asking simply for due process. For anybody. I don't care who it is. Which is much more than Mrs. Clinton wanted. But anyway, that's a story for another day. So the real estate agent from San Francisco was saying that a typical client's been in their home for decades. But one of the main reasons they're leaving is because they no longer feel connected to the community from a political and a common sense scenario. Many of them are unhappy with the sanctuary city status, the sanctuary state status. So apparently the legislators in California, they don't really care what you people think. They love you right up until you get the vote. You know what I'm saying? Right? I'll still love you in the morning kind of thing. You know what I mean? I mean, it's sick. It is sad. They suck up to you guys every couple of years. They give you everything you want, or they tell you they're going to give you everything you want. And then when they get in there and they get to legislating, it's a whole different animal. Now, Carol DeBach, as I said earlier, she's going from San Jose to Tennessee. She's lived in San Jose for 40 years. 40 years. Right? She had an interview with CBS in the Bay Area, and she revealed the reason is she's really leaving California altogether. She said, I love it here when I first got here. I really loved it. I loved the people. I loved everything about it. But it's just not the same. We don't like it here anymore. You know, we don't like this sanctuary state idea. We don't like the politics. Right? But those turd heads there in Sacramento, they think everybody feels like they do, or they think that they know better. Therefore, they're just going to do for us what they believe is right for us, and they really don't care what the people say, which is not representative government. It's a form of dictatorship. You know what? I had I had lunch Monday with a very knowledgeable, politically knowledgeable person in California and said, hey, we're not going to be here long. Republicans will not last long. And it's not because we're going to change. Well, it's because the Democrats will do anything to win those seats. And I mean anything. And they've got a foothold in. I don't have time. And I could do a three-hour show and still not have enough time to tell you some of the games that the Democrats have played at the legislative level to keep their seats. All right? They've made it almost impossible to throw somebody out of a seat. Because they have two-thirds of the vote. They can pretty much do anything they want to. The Republicans don't even have to show up. We can't stop them. We can't slow them down. Nothing. And what I don't get, I would love for a Dem to call. I know they won't because, I don't know. I don't want to call them all cowards. But when, just when, do you guys decide to step up and call your people out for what they do? I don't understand it. You can't find me a Democrat that's going to tell me they're fine with being triple taxed on gasoline, which is what it ends up being. That they're fine with being fined or allowing others to be fined for using plastic straws. Right? That they're fine with having not only a sanctuary city, but a city that allows people to crap and urinate in the street, sidewalk, wherever they want to. But what they don't realize, what they won't step up and say is, these are the people you elected. These are the people you put in place. So you must agree with it. Which makes you a loon. I'm Joe with Senior Host. Listen real fast. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not,
it's here to stay. With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, the time you guys spend getting involved, getting engaged in the conversation. You know, again, I'm some of you think I'm not making fun of California necessarily. But I am making fun of the fact that you know, the weather doesn't cut it, people. How's that? The weather doesn't. It can be beautiful here. You can have, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, so to speak, you could have beautiful men, beautiful women, beautiful weather, whatever, whatever. But you know what? It does. Yeah, you know, stupid just doesn't look good in any way. That's all I've got to say. And on top of all of that, the crazy laws and things that go on here that they allow people to get away with. Just nuts all the way around. You know, again, when you see what goes on in these sanctuary cities, what's allowed to happen in these major cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, right? You sit there and scratch your head and say, all right, what? just amazing. Now, UCLA, see, when I tell you guys this stuff, I know you make fun of me, because I know you think that I'm making it up as I go. And who was it? Andrea Nelson. She used to be on the show every Monday. Okay? And every Monday, Andrea would say, you know, she'd always tell me, I don't believe the stories you're doing. I don't believe the stories you're doing. I don't believe the stories you're doing. And then when she started being on the show, she kept saying, I can't believe these people are like this. Right? I mean, she would always say, I can't believe these people are like this. So you sit there and you go, and it's not like it's from like a whacked site somewhere. You know what I mean? It's not like it's from a whacked site. It's not like it's from the Huffington Post or the Fox News. You know, it's not like it only leans one way. I mean, you find these stories all over the place. And this one here I love. UCLA. Now think about this. You fund this with your tax money, right? Don't you? and it's your tax money and my tax money that we're spending to hire lawyers, to hire whatever, to write these rules to go ahead and fine ourselves. So they're actually taking your tax money to fine themselves with your tax money. Doesn't that sound like it's helping your student a lot? So UCLA is finding itself for air travel to fight global warming. So the University of California, Los Angeles, is determined to promote environmentalism by slapping fees on its own airfares. So you're actually paying fees on top of money that you're already paying. Isn't that wonderful? That must be Democrat math. I don't even know how to figure that one out. These are educators, too. That should scare you even more. Right? Now, according to the Daily Bruin, the new initiative will require university departments to pay $25 for each international business-related round trip that involves air transportation. Kind of hard to walk to Spain, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Can't bike there either. And $9 for each domestic trip. Renee Fortier, executive director of the UCLA Events and Transportation, told a publication that the collected fees will go towards other environmentalist projects financed by the school's Air Travel Mitigation Fund. What? You going to scrub the air? I mean, what a cap and trade? I mean, any way you cut it, this is all. Every bit of this is tax money. It's like when two state agencies sue each other. And they go in the court, right? So who's the court system funded by? You and me. Tax dollars, remember? Right? And then who's the attorney for the school district funded by? Oh, yeah. Tax dollars, you and me. And then you get some state water agency. And who's that funded by? You and me. And then when the fines are paid, it's all done and said, who's it funded by? You and me. So who gets screwed in the big picture? You and me. It's really that simple. These people are amazing. I don't know if common sense has been so flushed, so lost, so far gone that we'll never get it back again. I just don't know. Now, here's the funny thing about it. They're thinking, according to the environmentalists there on campus, they're thinking that by imposing these extra fees, I love this, by imposing these extra fees, they're gonna slow down greenhouse gases. And they're going to use the extra fees to buy more trees to plant on campus. Because once you plant them, you never have to do anything with them, right? You don't have to water them. You don't have to take care of them. You don't have to prune them. You don't have to do anything with them. They just go ahead and add to the air. It's just amazing. Business-related air travel at UCLA continues to grow. Right? I slow them down a lot, right? What are you going to do? When you get enough trees, you tear down the buildings, the classrooms to put them up? How does that work? All right? So travel has increased by 50% in the last 10 years. That's reaching almost 90 million miles flown in 2016. Where do these people have to go that they're flying like that? I mean, we have Skype. We have technology. There are people that don't fly all the way across the world to attend a meeting anymore. We also use electricity now. Maybe they don't know that. I don't know. The Air Travel Mitigation Fund states on its website, noting that the new fees will be assessed to the Traveler's Department. Actually, they should change that. They should say the new fees will be assessed to the taxpayer. Sequentially, this means that travel will occur, reimbursed, the travel will be requested, and during that reimbursement step, the fee will be assessed. The initiative is presented as an integral part of the school's broader commitment to slash greenhouse gas emissions in an effort to achieve partial carbon neutrality. And if you don't agree with that, I don't know. They'll probably call you something, I'm sure. They're going to do all this by 2025. So we're going to reach partial carbon neutrality. What does that mean? Is that like 9%, 15%, 25%, 50%? What is partial? Where is their partial number? During the initial pilot, the funds will be used to invest in energy-efficient and renewable energy projects on UCLA campuses throughout 2025. Let me see. The description also includes a guideline from UC Sustainable Practices, Policies, Best Practices, Procedures, which states that the school and the individual campuses shall support additional studies pilot programs. Nothing. Bunch of gobbledygook. Yeah, we're gonna take that money and we're gonna put it into research and development to find out how we get to more of a neutrality, right? A pollution neutrality, if you would. When there's already hundreds of other schools doing this, there's already studies out there, there's already information out there. Why? You don't need to keep doing this. We don't need to keep spending good money after bad money. This is just craziness. Seriously. You know, hang in with us because in the second hour, our conservarican, Julio Rivera, is going to be with us. And Julio's leaving the Republican Party, not going to the Democrats. Actually, the way he puts it is there is no Republican Party to be part of. That's how he feels about it. I don't blame him. Right? Former Trump ally trashes vice president for his faith. Isn't that nice of her? Now, here's where I love to nail these people, because this is so exciting. So, Emma Rosa, who always seems to show up in half... She's half naked. I don't know why. Emma Rosa has returned to the Celebrity Big Brother house following her hospitalization for an asthma attack. Upon her return, she wasn't shy about spilling the side of what happened during her time in the Trump White House. In a preview for the February 12th episode of the CBS reality series, because we know in the reality series it's all true. Actually, I know people that edited reality series. I got news for you. They're not real. They're just not real. She can be seen holding a court around the other 10 housemates as they discuss politics. Because, you know, she's the big one on politics. As previously reported, she recently was let go from her position as the White House Director of Communications for the Office of Public Liaison before pivoting right back to reality TV. It pays more, probably. Want to know what she said? Got to come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back. Got a lot more to talk about with Amorosa. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, John, can you say Johnny anymore? Is that kind of racist? Should it be like, I'm sure we'll have another name. They'll give us a couple of names we can choose from. Half the songs that were made in the 60s and 70s could never be done today, they'd be boycotted. Think about it. Come on, seriously. Right? I mean, if you let the snowflakes run the place, that's exactly what would happen. You wouldn't have any good music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We're talking about Amorosa and her, well, you know what, head up to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been afraid, I mean, totally afraid, you've been taught to be afraid of, you don't have to, bunch of garbage they fed you. So Amorosa decided to trash the White House, trash her time there, but not Mr. Trump directly, although she did. Now, she's going to this new reality show, which I told you earlier is not really reality. They doctor those things up big time. She's sitting around. She loves to have the audience, right? She got the whole group sitting around her, listening to her. Oh, my God, she knows so much. She was with the president. So, in a sneak peek, The Star claimed to have inside knowledge of the president's immigration policy as it relates to the Obama administration and bashed Vice President Mike Pence. She says, can I say this? As bad as y'all think Trump would be, or you think Trump is, you'd be worried about Pence. Everybody that wishes for impeachment might want to reconsider their lives, she said. You would be begging for the days of Trump if Pence became president. He's extreme. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus, but he thinks Jesus tells him to say things. And I'm like, wait, Jesus didn't say that. Now, Amorosa, can you be any more vague? Like, what specifically? Because Christ tells us all kinds of things in the Bible on what to do, how to act. I'm just curious. I mean, I love these people who throw out these generalities, and you're supposed to read between the lines. Speaking of reading between the lines, there's lots of them. You know, those hateful, I mean, one of the most hateful group of people on TV today, The View. The star Joy Behar, she's mocked Mike Pence's Christian faith. She calls it a mental illness. Isn't that nice of her? Isn't this the big tent? Isn't this the Trump? Love Trumps, hate people? Isn't that what this is? Now, if you're loving people, why do you make fun of them? And why do you make fun of the religious people? Would she do that if he was a Muslim? Has anybody ever heard her put down the Muslim or Islamic faith? If you could send me a clip, I'd love to hear it. Then I wouldn't say what I'm going to say, you know, because it's easy to beat on Christians. They don't push back. And it's easy to beat on Pence because he's not there. And the other day when that immigrant, the Italian immigrant guy, put her in her place, she brushed him off. She's not an immigrant. She's the epitome of a white person. She's the epitome of an old white female. And she's telling an immigrant why he's wrong. Don't you love it? This is why I tell you, it's not equality you want. They want control. They know more than you. They're smarter than you. They know what's better for you. No matter what situation you've been in, they know. The woman of ABC News, The View, took a shot at Vice President Mike Pence again, his Christian faith anyway, on Tuesday, mocking the former governor of Indiana for talking to Jesus, even calling it a mental illness. So now praying is a mental illness. But thinking yourself to be above it all is not. They played a clip from Celebrity Big Brother, you know, and heard Amorosa's information. And because, you know, she's also been so real, right? I mean, she's also been so real and so right. The talk show panelists pondered what Amorosa's motive was. Why ponder? Let's hear what the ladies had to say. Because, you know, I mean, they're so smart. I can't miss any of it.
Because the White House has been dealing with information leaks since day one, and Press Secretary Sarah...
Yeah, that's right. They've been dealing with them since day one. You know why? Because you turd heads in the White House, the ones that just love Obama so much, they hate... Although I thought it was supposed to be love Trump's hate, but anyway. They hate Trump so much that they're willing to do anything. Twist it. Right? They don't care who gets hurt. They don't care what happens. You're willing to do anything to hang him. So let's just be honest about it.
Sanders pointed fingers at yesterday at a briefing. Take a look.
Frankly, if you guys have such concern with classified information, there's plenty of it that's leaked out of the Hill, that's leaked out of other communities well beyond the White House walls. If you guys have real concerns about leaking out classified information, look around this room. You guys are the ones that publish classified information and put national security at risk. That doesn't come from this White House.
Well, that's pretty leaky to me.
Am I Jesus when I say that?
Well, that's pretty leaky to me. So there's a lot of places leaks are happening.
And I think it's, you know, Sarah Sanders, I don't know if she puts her notes on a dry erase board. She does more spin.
Yeah,
she should be up dancing with the stars all the time.
Oh, come on.
I feel sorry for Sarah because besides Melania, she has the hardest job in the White House.
She's got a hard job. but the leaks, you...
Isn't that nice? Besides Melania, she has the hardest job in the White House. Isn't that sweet of her? Come on, think about it. Now, here's the problem. I had that clip all wound up to where it needed to be, but you know, the heck with it. I don't know the names of these ladies that well. Now, the talk show panelists pondered what Omarosa's motive was before Sonny Hostin. Is that Sonny right there? You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. She chimed in. She said, I think what's interesting is that she said that Jesus tells Mike Pence things to say. Hostin declared that Pence is a hated figure in Indiana, claiming that she knows firsthand because she attended law school in the state. They all hate him. Oh, wow. So I guess the rest of the state doesn't matter. I guess all the people that voted for... Oh, you know what? It must have been voter fraud. That's how he got in. Because the majority of the people hated him so much that maybe they didn't come out and vote, and that's how he became... She's an idiot. He's not very popular at all, she said. I think when you have a Mike Pence who now sort of puts his religious veneer on things and calls people value voters, I think we're in a dangerous situation. Really? So what's her name? I'm trying to get her out of my head. Nancy Pelosi. When Nancy Pelosi called your people uninformed voters, low-information voters, Hostin didn't have a problem with that. That's why I said it's not equality they want. It's control. They're not interested in reality of the facts. It's just control they want. Hostin said she's a faithful Catholic, but doesn't want her vice president speaking in tongues. Why? So now you're making fun of other religions, Hostin? Aren't you guys the big tent? Aren't you guys open to love for everybody? And you believe in abortion, but your pope doesn't. Your word doesn't. Your book doesn't. So how can you be a and yeah, I know some of you get mad at me when I do this. Too bad. Deal with it. Change the station. How can you be a faithful Catholic and deny its doctrine? I've never understood that. Now, there's a difference between, having a sin, asking for forgiveness, doing that kind of thing, and flat out not believing it. Right? I mean, how do you do that? I love these people say they're faithful Christians, faithful Catholics, faithful Baptists, faithful whatever, and they don't believe what the Bible says. I had a guy actually sit across from me, tell me that he was a Christian, but he didn't believe anything in the Bible. He thought the book was filled with fairy tales. How do you become a Christian if you don't believe the book that talks about Christ? How does that happen? I mean, this is a whole new thing, right? Joy Bear then said, well, it's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you. Well, Joy, how about all those voices in your head? Which one do you work with? Bear says, hearing voices is a mental illness. Before Sherry Shepherd offered a limited defense of Pence, as a Christian, that's just par for the course, Shepherd said. You talk to Jesus, Jesus talks back. What concerns me is how long are you in the conversation with Jesus? Now, we've got a Christian who's probably, couldn't even find half the books of the Bible, telling someone, it's now based, you see, you're only a nut job based on the length of conversation you have with Jesus. So you can talk to him, but if he talks a little too long, then you're whacked. So then she probably doesn't believe that the conversation at all has anything to do with Jesus, right? Bear, an ABC News star, then joked, can we talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room? You know what's really funny about this? Where were these people with all the women that were, right, that were taken advantage of by Harvey Weinstein and the rest of Hollywood for that matter? Where were they then? They all knew what was going on. They didn't open their mouths then. Right? And look at how twisted these people are. So they're making fun of Pence because he doesn't want to put himself in a position, right, where a woman could accuse him of something he didn't do. Not that he's afraid of what he's going to do to a woman when he's alone with her. It's actually the other way around because we've seen it happen. I know. There are a couple of people who get so mad at me when I say this, but not every accusation is true. Every accusation deserves to be checked out. It deserves to be investigated, but it doesn't mean it's true just because somebody makes it. Shepherd said that the key is moderation. Yeah, anything more than that is concerning. Do we want our politics served to us with a religious veneer over them? Hostin asked. Hostin, you should go read what our founding fathers said about religion. You should go read what they said about Christianity. You should read what they said about God. So apparently, again, I love these people. They know better than the founding fathers. They know better than God. Maybe we should be serving them. I don't know. And I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Julio Rivera joins us, the Costa Rican, in the next hour. The Conserva Rican. We'll be back. Maybe not me.